Brett Holloman on the line, Van Andel Institute's Chief Philanthropy Officer. Let's catch up with those on behalf of the VAI. And this catch up will include a conversation about a public lecture or two. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you today?
Doing fine. Of course, Van Andel Institute, known for its great research on the Hill, but also known for bringing in funds that are desperately needed. Chief Philanthropy Officer, what is your role?
Yes. So, Shelley, my role is, just like you said, Chief Philanthropy Officer. I work with folks, organizations, and individuals who are looking to have an impact on the research and science and education that we conduct here at Van Andel Institute.
All right, here we go. Big responsibility you have. So let's get into our conversation of the hosting of a series of free public lectures. When did the VAI start the public lecture series and why?
Yeah, good question. So we started our public lecture series about 2 years ago. And the thinking behind it was, if we claim to be a global leader in biomedical science and research and education, then to be a good citizen of our community, it would be imperative for us to share our knowledge with those within our community. And so we started our public lecture series. We initially held them in person until COVID struck about a year ago, and then we quickly pivoted to holding those virtually. And I think moving forward, we'll either do some sort of hybrid, but at least for 2021, we're going to hold all of our public lectures virtually this year.
Thank you for that. What's been the community response to the lectures in general?
Great question. They've loved it. They've been well engaged. It's provided an opportunity for folks to be able to understand the science that we do, the impact that it has in the clinical space. And it allowed folks to gain knowledge and understanding of either diseases that they face within their family. We've had care providers that attend these, and so they have a better understanding of the mechanisms behind the diseases for the people that they treat. And some of them are folks that have potentially been either newly diagnosed with things like Parkinson's, and so it gives them a chance to better understand what does the journey look like. So they've been extremely well received by the public.
Brett, take us through topics for this year's lectures.
For sure. So March 8th, we've got two upcoming ones in March right away. March 18, we're going to do a focus on depression. That's going to be a joint lecture with Pine Rest. As you know, behavioral health has been a challenge during these times of COVID, and we've got researchers that are doing work in the space of depression, and we work very closely and collaboratively with Pine Rest. So that'll be an informative and helpful and very hands-on sort of approach to dealing with depression. April 20, we're going to talk about global clinical trials and collaboration in Parkinson's disease. So we have a close partnership with Cure Parkinson's out of the UK. We work closely with the Garvan Institute out of Australia and many others around the world. And we're going to talk about how does a clinical trial happen in the global space for Parkinson's and the role that Van Andel Institute plays in that space. Currently, many of those trials were part of about 30% of global clinical trials in Parkinson's. So that'll be an exciting lecture with our friends from what we call across the pond.
Very nice.
And then later in the year, we'll have go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brett. Yep.
Yep. Nope. We have three others. Well, later in the year, we'll do another lecture on Parkinson's disease. Then we'll focus on metabolism, nutrition, and the role it plays in disease. And then we'll do a focus on education.
Wonderful. Who are your participants, or who would you like to participate?
You know, anybody and everybody is welcome to participate. If you're a lifelong learner, then you can participate in the Van Andel Institute Public Lecture Series. There's no cost to participate. You can go online to vai.org/events to find more information and sign up. And you can sit in your car, your office, your vacation home, whatever works for you to be able to participate. And we always try to leave a little time for questions and answers. So if you've got certain questions coming into some of these topics, write them down and bring them along with you.
Brett Holloman with us again, Van Andel Institute's Chief Philanthropy Officer, talking about this series of free public lectures under the VAI umbrella. Of course, COVID-19 pandemic shifting the lectures to a virtual format. Do you anticipate this continuing throughout the year?
I do anticipate it continuing throughout the year. And even if things change a little bit, that where we can have folks inside the building in a safe, distanced, and COVID restriction environment, we could do that. But I think we'll always still move forward with a virtual format so that folks can access the knowledge and resource at the Institute right from the pleasure of their home or office.
Wonderful. How can we help your job? How can we make your philanthropy job easier, Brett?
Oh, I love that question, Shelley. You can share the news of these public lectures coming up. Invite your friends and family. Spread the news that they're available and accessible. You can send the link. You can reach out to us if you've got questions about anything. But it's a great way to engage folks in the work that's taking place, the hope that we provide on the Hill there at Van Andel Institute.
Wonderful. All right. Keep up your good work. Hello to, again, the scientists that hopefully are making discoveries, very close to making all of the discoveries so necessary in our own backyard. Brett Holloman, Van Andel Institute's Chief Philanthropy Officer, VAI.org. Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks, Shelley.